Welcome on to KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Matt Greenwood with you, joined by Jason Gilman. You're going to get to know him quite a bit as he is now the new head coach of the Windsor Boys basketball program, just recently getting hired and joining us here to sort of talk about that. And we'll get on that a little bit later. But Coach Gilman, first off, we want to kind of get to know you a little bit. But before we do that, we want to congratulate you on getting the job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to getting started over at Windsor. Got some plans in place already, so just counting the days down so I can get over there and get started.
Yeah, that's a really awesome deal. And, you know, you spend so many years coaching as an assistant or JV coach or freshman coach or what have you, and we'll dive into that here in a second. But you do all this coaching as an understudy, if you will, and you're looking for that big break, and that obviously came at Windsor for you. But again, before we get to all that, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, Coach Gilman, for those that aren't really familiar with who you are, or even if they are, kind of refresh their minds as to who Jason Gilman is.
Well, yeah, I've been in Jefferson County coaching basketball for about 13 years. I did 1 year at Grandview as a JV coach, and then at Hillsboro for about 12 years in some sort of fashion, 9 as a varsity assistant. A couple of coaching freshmen, 1 coaching JV. So I've kind of done it all except for be the head coach. I've been coaching with Coach Johnson for 9 years now, and you know, he's given me a lot of opportunities to coach, and I've had other opportunities to go out and be a head coach other places, but it just wasn't the right fit. And, you know, if it's really about coaching basketball and if you really just want to be around the game and being around young men, you know, Coach Johnson's given me those opportunities. So, you know, the push to just go out and be a head coach and just put that notch on my belt, so to speak, it hasn't really been there because I've had those opportunities to, you know, have input and, you know, basically do everything except for, you know, call the timeouts and answer the media questions. You know, Coach Johnson has given me all kinds of freedom. So, you know, greatly indebted to him, and he's kind of shown me the way to be a, you know, a successful head coach. But in the same respects, he's, you know, given me a lot of freedom as well. So that's kind of my background and a quick little nutshell there.
Yeah, you know, I think when I've been to games, I've seen you with a baby in your arms. Is that you, or is that someone else that I'm thinking of?
Well, if it's after the game and it's a Friday night, it's probably my kid. You know, basketball coaches, and we spend a lot of time, at least Coach Johnson and I do, spend a lot of time away from home. So anytime you can see your family after the game or something like that, it's, you know, it's usually, you know, it's a release. And you know, I always like to say, you know, she doesn't care if we win by 50 or lose by 50. She's going to love me just as much. So, and it kind of puts it in perspective. So that's one of my favorite things after a game is to be able to see your family because, in all honesty, you know, it puts everything in perspective. So,
yeah, certainly does. In terms of your living situation, are you going to be still in the Hillsboro area, or are you going to go fully engulfed into the Imperial community?
You know, my wife works at Hillsboro. She's a teacher as well. So I think we'll probably split the difference. We actually bought some land in between Hillsboro and Festus that would kind of cut down our commute, well, my commute. So we'll have about 7 acres. We'll live somewhere in the middle. We'll probably always be in Jefferson County, so. That's we'll just split the difference.
Okay, very well, very well. Coach, why basketball? What drew you to that sport growing up? Why did you decide that you wanted to coach that?
Basketball has always been, you know, it's a beautiful game. It's very fluid. It's very entertaining. There's not a lot of dead period. You don't have to wait for this, that, and the other to happen. It's also a unique team sport where you can really practice a lot on your own. On your individual skills, and it's very, since the game is so fluid, you can mix it into a team sport. I grew up on 50 or 60 acres, and I didn't have any neighbors. I didn't have any kids to run around and play with, but I had a basketball goal. I could go out and work on my dribbling, my ball handling. I could go out and work on my shooting. So it's just a game that I fell in love with because I could do it by myself for the most part.
Okay, very cool. Coach, I came to this area, to the Jefferson County area, as the sports director here at KJEF just a little over a year ago. And before that, I was down at J98 for a couple of years. And, you know, we get a chance as play-by-play guys when, you know, covering high schools to see some elite talent and see some really, really good basketball players or whatever the sport may be. And I think the players that kind of stand out at Hillsboro in recent memory are Gavin Pinkley, Michael Brewer, and Ben Lampkins. What was that experience like to be you know, an assistant coach for district championships, see guys like that put in, you know, the hard work that it takes to be an elite talent in this area? What was that experience like to just sort of get that opportunity to coach those guys and see those guys play every day?
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, there was a lot of pride. I'm an actual alumni from Hillsboro alumnus, and to see, you know, you have your school have so much success as it's had in the recent time under Coach Johnson, it's a lot of pride. Besides the elite talent, those kids are really good kids, or really good young men, I should say. And we always have really good young men at Hillsboro, and, you know, for them to be elite basketball talents as well is just kind of like icing on top. Those young men put in countless hours in the gym working on stuff. You couldn't keep Gavin Pinkley out of the gym. He was probably there more than Coach Johnson and I combined. Those are just special talents, and they only come around once in a while. But they're special young men, and they had a great group around them. They had guys, you know, that went on to play other sports, and got guys that are running track at Purdue, Isaiah Barton and Tyler Isaacson, and those kind of, the names go on and on. They were a special group, great guys, and, you know, most of that comes from their parents. Probably didn't have much to do with it, but to get to witness it and see that athleticism and see those skills and see that hard work, it was awesome. And, you know, it shows you what it takes to be really successful. You don't always get 6'8", and you don't always get, you know, the career 3-point leader, and you don't always get a freak of an athlete like Michael Brewer. But, you know, those guys, besides those things that set them apart, they worked really hard, and I know that that's something that anybody can achieve.
I know as the new head coach of Windsor, you're going to get an opportunity to kind of develop things the way you want to, but I think, just from my perspective, when you do get the opportunity to coach guys like the ones we have just mentioned, it gives you an opportunity to kind of use them as an example for what it's going to take for Windsor to have some success. Are you already thinking that way? Are you already thinking, all right, these are the guys that I know that I can use as examples to, you know, help the guys that I'm about to coach here become better athletes as well? Is that your line of thinking at this point?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'd be silly not to say that there's a model that has shown success that we've used at Hillsboro for the last decade. And, yeah, you're going to try and go and implement. I mean, Windsor's the same size school. I would say pretty much has the same kind of kids walking down the halls. So to not use the model that, you know, you used before and that you've had success would be awful silly, I would think. But I also think there's probably a fine line. Like, I don't know that you need to reference those guys all the time, because, you know, some people, you know, everybody's a little bit different. Every team's going to have a different dynamic. You don't want to be the guy that just points about, hey, you know, I've done this and I've seen this and I've seen this guy and you're not doing it right. Because there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, but I also know that there's a model that works, so fitting those kids into the model that works is going to be the challenge for me.
Without giving too many trade secrets away, Coach Gilman, what about the Hillsboro system, the Hillsboro way of developing talent, are you going to take with you as the head coach of the Windsor Owls next year?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know all the secrets. Coach Johnson wouldn't give them all to me, but it's really not. It's not as difficult as one would think. You got to know your players. You got to know how they're going to be successful, and you got to kind of fit your program around them. And, you know, you can have some basics, and you can have, you know, the set defenses and stuff like that, and the offensive sets. But you know, the players are the ones that make the plays. So you got to put them in a system to be successful. So, you know, the model is going to be, you know, we're going to have some sort of consistency or throughout the levels, and then we're going to put these kids in the most successful places that we can. You know, I don't know what that's going to be until I get in there and I see the games of all these other kids and how they're going to mesh. But I think at Hillsborough, the model was, you know, be flexible, be willing to change, you know, at the drop of a hat. You know, Coach Johnson and I would, you know, think about doing something new every day. It didn't matter if we'd won 10 games in a row or we lost 5 in a row, which I don't even know if that ever happened. But
I was going to say, Coach, I don't know if that did ever happen.
But we're always, you know, always looking and searching for a way for our kids to be more successful. So I think that's the model. And then, you know, you have your certain, you know, pillars, you know, that your program kind of runs around. But, you know, the model is, you know, be willing to change and help your kids be most successful if they can.
Coach, you're not necessarily really jumping into a situation that would make you uncomfortable being a head coach of a basketball program, because you do have 13 years of coaching and 13 years of coaching experience, and 9 of them under Coach Johnson, a good friend of yours, I'm sure. And the success that the Hillsborough program has had, as you've been able to witness it and coach it, proves that you are ready. Am I reading that correctly, or are you still kind of nervous about it?
Well, I mean, I was nervous every season going into Hillsborough, no matter if I was coaching freshman boys way back when I got out of college, or, you know, I'm nervous every game. It doesn't matter if we're playing, you know, just a conference game or a regular season game. I'm always nervous about the product that's on the floor, because as a coach, you kind of feel it in some sort that's a reflection of what you're doing. You know, you're either coaching it, you're allowing it to happen type of deal. So there's always, you're always going to be nervous. And then as a basketball coach, to be honest with you, as a head coach, the basketball stuff's going to be fine. And we're going to, it's all the other stuff that goes with being a head coach that is the stuff that is probably going to be a little foreign to me. And that's, you know, whether that's scheduling stuff, which I've done in the past, but, you know, it's just, there's always something that you've never experienced. And you know, that's probably the case throughout, you know, as you coach for 30 years, you're going to see new stuff. But, you know, the stuff outside of the game is going to be new to me. The basketball, the product and the practice and that stuff, that'll be a release, and that'll be something normal for me, going to practice, watching film, coaching in a game. The different stuff will be outside, and it's probably happening right now more than anything, as far as getting dates set and all the stuff that I really haven't been in charge of before. So I believe I'm ready. There's no way to know until you do it, and I'll always be nervous for games and stuff like that. But I think will be the big difference.
Yeah, certainly. We're speaking to Jason Gilman, the new head coach of the Windsor boys basketball program. Coach, we'll get you on out of here in just a second. Take us through the process of getting hired at Windsor. Was it you reaching out to them, them reaching out to you? What was that situation?
Well, you know, being in my position for 9 years, and you're always kind of, you know, everybody's like, hey, you should go be the head coach here and there. And like I said earlier, Coach Johnson was great. I got to coach basketball. It wasn't about being a head coach. So I was really choosy on when I was going to apply to places. The job kind of had to fit me. I'd been in a smaller school. I know class 4 basketball is kind of where I wanted to be. So, and I know that my wife and I weren't going to pick up and leave Jefferson County. So I was just kind of waiting and buying my time for a class 4 job to open up in the county. And, you know, hopefully, you know, at that point your resume is good enough and you know, impress the right people where you can go and get that job. So, you know, it's few and far between. A class 4 job opens up in the county. Windsor opened up. I was excited about it. I applied. They called. I went for an interview, and things went great. And I went back and met the superintendent. And after that, you know, I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. Todd Dutton is the man you'll be replacing. Spent a long time as the boys basketball coach at Windsor. Coach Gilman, any other thoughts that you might have? Any message to the Windsor community that's listening, that's about to really get to know Jason Gilman, their new head coach for the boys basketball team?
No, I look forward to it. I look forward to meeting everybody. You know, being 13 years in one place is a long time, so I'm, you know, change is a good thing. So I can't wait to meet those people. I can't wait to, you know, establish those relationships with the kids and the community, and see what we can get going over there at Windsor. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's too far off. We just need to get it going.
All right, need to get it going. That's what Jason Gilman, the new Windsor boys basketball coach, is leaving us today with that message for you guys. Coach Gilman, appreciate the time on our program today, and congratulations on being named the new head coach of the Windsor boys basketball team.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all the coverage.
You're very welcome. All right, we'll have more KJF Sports Talk coming up next.